Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, July 7th. Tesla's meteoric rise is making a lot of employees and executives very rich. Like most other companies, Tesla is offering stock options and grants as part of its compensation packages. But unlike most automakers, the company is offering stock compensation for all employees throughout the organization, including production associates and sales staff, which is quite rare in the auto industry. With the recent major increase in stock price, more than 200% this year alone, Tesla stocks are creating a bunch of new Tesla millionaires. For some of the top executives, we can actually learn exactly how rich, since they have to disclose their holdings in the company. At the lower pay levels of the company, employees are also benefiting, albeit not quite as much. According to sources talking to Electrek, most new hires are given between $20,000 and $40,000 of restricted stocks that vest over 3 years, starting a year after they start working at Tesla. In an ironic turn of events, Tesla CEO Elon Musk ends up making millions of dollars after being forced to pay the Securities and Exchange Commission in a settlement. Back in 2018, the SEC filed a lawsuit against Elon Musk over his funding secured comment regarding his failed attempt to take Tesla private. The SEC judged that Musk exaggerated when saying that the funding was secured at $420 per share at that time. Tesla and Musk ended up reaching a settlement with the SEC, and as part of the settlement, Musk agreed to step down from the role of chairman of the board, and both Tesla and Musk had to each pay $20 million in fines. The CEO presumably didn't want Tesla to have to pay for his issue, so while he couldn't directly pay for the Tesla part of the fine, he decided to buy $20 million worth of shares from Tesla. And now, at yesterday's close, Musk's $20 million worth of shares that he bought to unofficially pay the fine is now worth over $97 million. In a strange glimpse into the future, a police department in Norway is seeking Tesla owners with Sentry Mode to help solve an attempted murder. On Sunday night, someone attempted to burn down the house of the mayor of Sandefjord, who is Bjørn Olgeritsch. According to the local news, they don't have any suspects, but since it's Norway, where there is a high concentration of Tesla vehicles, the police had the smart idea to call on Tesla owners in the neighborhood to see if anyone with Sentry Mode might have recorded a suspect. On several occasions in the past, Tesla owners have posted Sentry Mode videos that have gone viral, and the vandals wind up turning themselves in. But this is the first instance that we know of where the police are actually seeking the owners with Sentry Mode to help with the investigation that's ongoing. The first picture of a Tesla Model Y and Ford Mustang Mach-E side-by-side has emerged as part of Ford's effort to benchmark the electric vehicle. This gives us a quick size comparison in the process. Simon Wong spotted a Tesla Model Y charging next to a Mustang Mach-E near a Ford facility in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. It's leading us to believe that Ford might be benchmarking its first all-electric vehicle built from the ground up against the Model Y. But more interesting, it is the first picture that we've seen of the two vehicles together, giving us a rare comparison, albeit only from the back. In the picture, the Model Y actually looks significantly bigger, but the specs tell us that the Tesla SUV is only larger by about 1 inch in most dimensions. The Mustang Mach-E is hitting the Ford dealerships later this year, starting at around $43,000. Today, Audi unveiled the Q4 Sportback e-tron concept, a concept on which the upcoming sleek electric SUV will be based on. Audi says that the Q4 Sportback e-tron concept is equipped with two electric motors, resulting in an all-wheel drive system with a total power output of 225 kilowatts. The company is talking about an acceleration from 0 to 100 kilometers in 6.3 seconds and a top speed of 180 kilometers an hour or 111 miles an hour. An 82 kilowatt-hour battery pack powers the vehicle for up to 450 kilometers or 280 miles, which is based on the WLTP standard, according to Audi. There will also be a lower-powered version with a smaller battery pack and a single motor that will enable the Q4 Sportback e-tron to start at a much lower price. The interior is virtually identical to the Audi Q4 e-tron. Now, during the unveiling, the company said that they aim for the vehicle to start less than 40,000 euros or $45,000. The production version of the Q4 Sportback e-tron is going to hit the market in late 2021. General Motors confirmed its plans to end production of the Chevrolet Sonic, which was a small gas car. They will do so in October. With the Sonic's demise, gas cars will no longer be produced at GM's Orion Township Assembly Plant near Detroit. Orion will become an all-EV plant where the Bolt Compact and Bolt EUV will be manufactured. Megan Sewell, a GM spokesperson, confirmed with Electrek that the Sonic's days are indeed numbered. Quote, "We notified Chevrolet dealers of our plans to end production of the Chevrolet Sonic in October due to declining demand." She went on to say, quote, "With this shift, it would make Orion an all-EV manufacturing facility with the ability to build internal combustion engine vehicles as needed in the future." Porsche announced that it has reached a new production milestone of its electric Macan at its Leipzig, Germany factory. Today, the automaker announced that it completed the new buildings for the production. Gerd Rupp, chairman of the executive board at Porsche Leipzig, commented, quote, "Over the past few weeks, we have reached some important milestones on our way to becoming an electric mobility site. The period of time between now and the start of production of the next Macan generation is certainly going to be a challenge. However, it is also an opportunity to future-proof the plant and to prove ourselves as a team. Now, while we expected to see the vehicle this year, we might not see the car unveiled until 2021. And that's too bad. And in Electrek's green energy brief, British Gas has ordered 1,000 of the new Vauxhall Electric Vivaro E vans for its engineers, the largest EV order for a commercial fleet in the United Kingdom. They'll arrive over the next 12 months. British Gas has the third largest commercial fleet in the country and has committed to being 100% electric by the year 2030. Centricia, which owns British Gas, will electrify its fleet of 12,000 vehicles by the year 2030 as well. It will place further orders with Vauxhall as soon as more EVs are available. According to the United Kingdom EV charging company Anderson, more than 350,000 UK homes will be fitted with electric vehicle chargers by the year 2025 as EV uptake surges. Around 1 million electric vehicles are expected to be registered on UK roads by the year 2025, and so, of course, home chargers will have to follow. Renewable energy company Arcadia Power has released a study that explores how our carbon footprints may have shrunk during the pandemic, but our household fossil fuel usage has increased. Philadelphia, New York, and Boston may see some of the highest at-home energy bill increases in the nation, with conservative estimates around $37, $34, and $27 in energy bill spikes, respectively. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, German startup Black T is putting the final touches on the upcoming launch of its new electric motorbike, the Black T Moped. The bike features a 5-kilowatt or 6.7-horsepower peak-rated rear hub motor with 180 newton-meters of torque, capable of reaching 50 miles an hour of speed, and it carries a 72-volt 24.5-amp-hour battery. The company explains, quote, "We founded Black T with a mission to make individual mobility exciting, to unleash the full potential of your life. Therefore, we are devoted to building electric motorbikes with sexy design and insane performance, so that you look damn cool and enjoy every ride. We are hedonists, and we believe in the pursuit of fun." A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Hi-Bike S-Duro Trekking 4.0. The bike was found to be quite flexible, offering commuting, mountain biking, and a dash of comfort as well. The Yamaha PWST motor on the bike has some great advancements, and the local support and brand name bike is expected to last for a very long time. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.